unbelievable. What did we just watch?
Dude,
that's the clutchest thing I've ever seen.
At the Professional Disc Golf Association Open World Championship in Ogden, Utah, the world witnessed, quote, the greatest shot in disc golf history, end quote, by James Conrad. Here's what's happening a little more locally, though.
Introduce yourself. It's for the news.
My name is Glenn.
And what are we doing here today?
We're throwing into the wind.
Yeah, playing.
Oh, right. Disc golf.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a disc golf thing.
And you are?
Everin.
And what are you dressed up as, Everin?
Spider-Man.
Is it because it gives you superpowers?
No.
I'm at Basket 5 on the Path and Ranger Park. On a gusty Sunday in August, the Buckley Valley Disc Golf Association held their annual Un-Tournament. What's an Un-Tournament, you ask? Well, it's a lot like a tournament, except it's more fun and less serious than most recreational sports tournaments. According to DiscGolfMentor.com, disc golf is growing rapidly in popularity all over the world. It's one of the fastest growing sports in modern times, with a 33% increase in games played from 2019 to 2020 alone, according to UDisc, a very popular disc golf scoring app. You may be wondering what it is about disc golf, regular golf's younger, laid-back cousin, that makes it one of the world's fastest-growing sports. For starters, it's free, accessible, and open to anyone at any skill level. Add to those reasons the booming business side of disc golf, and it's easy to see how the industry is gaining popularity amongst the masses. So, on Sunday, August 15th, I participated in the BVDGA Un-Tournament to talk to the players about why they like the game. We played 27 baskets in total, 9 at Ranger Park in Smithers, and 18 at Skillhorn, the disc golf course in Telqua. Here's the Un-Tournament event organizer, Ben Anderson, on what disc golf is and why you should play it.
Hello, my name is Ben Anderson, Buckley Valley Disc Golf Association number 1, and I'm out here at Skillhorn Disc Golf Course in Telqua, BC, holding the annual Un-Tournament.
That's right, yeah, Disc Golf Un-Tournament. Okay, Ben, so why should people get into disc golf?
Because it's an all-inclusive vacation, you know? You go out and you buy a disc for anywhere from 15 to 20 bucks, and then you go to the disc golf course and you just throw them. You throw them at the targets. You can be an athlete, you can be a grandpa. You just get out there, and it's like an organized walk, you know? You're just following the disc around the park.
And what do you say to people who call it frisbee golf?
They're entitled to their own opinion of it. Just don't call it frolf.
Okay. Thank you, Ben, and good luck today.
Hey, thank you. You as well. Thank you for joining us today.
I spoke to some of the players while we were in between rounds in Telqua. Some of the more sensitive players, myself included, spirits were really low from our Ranger Park scores. The dynamic and erratic wind threw a lot of people's games off. Imagine if you suddenly unplugged a wacky-waving inflatable arm-flailing tube man's fan and he bent over deflated. That's how a couple of us looked after that first round. But we prevailed, and I spoke to some of the traditionally higher scorers. First, the men's winner of the Terrace BC Mountain Meadow Tournament in July, Dave Scully. And second, the Terrace course designer, Malcolm Graham, and his partner and disc golfer, Molly, about their love of the game.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I live up in Hazleton.
Okay, and what are you doing here today?
Having a great time playing disc golf, of course.
How was your score in the first round?
Plentiful.
Oh, that's not good. High is bad. Okay, and how many disc golf tournaments have you played in?
Tournaments. I think maybe this is my fourth.
Yeah.
2 here and 2 in Terrace.
Yeah. And you play in Kitimat? There's a course in Kitimat, right?
I have heard there is, but I have not played it.
Okay. Favorite thing about disc golf?
Camaraderie, honestly. Yeah. Meet a lot of really cool people. I know people all over BC in many different towns, and I connect with them if I want to play around, and yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And it's almost always free.
Almost always free, or if you pay, it's usually worthy of paying for because someone's worked really hard.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. I'm here with Malcolm and Molly.
And Finley, the dog,
that's right. And you organized, did you build the Terrace?
I designed and built and got the course established in Terrace, the Mountain Meadows disc golf course, about 4 years ago now. Got it approved 4 or 5 years ago. Got baskets in a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And this year we hosted our second annual Un-Tournament. And we were both here 2 years ago at the Telqua Smithers Un-Tournament.
Yep.
So, yeah, back again for some more fun disc golf fun.
Good. And Molly, when did you start playing disc golf?
Oh, too many years to go to be as bad as I am.
I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago with Malcolm.
Yeah.
And played a few rounds in Vancouver, and then played down in Oregon when we would go to visit my mom. We would, or any road trips, we would play along the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's what I like about it, is it's an easy thing to bring with you, to pack with. It's not like packing golf clubs.
Yes.
You just bring some. You bring like a driver, a mid-range, and a putter.
Yeah.
Don't get too fancy, and then you can just stop and stretch your legs.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we really enjoyed that. It was always a way to make a destination for that day of driving.
We'd get onto the PGGA website and find out where all the courses were listed. And at that time, before UDisc and some of these apps, you could look ahead, see where the courses were, and it would actually give you directions how to get to them. So we'd line up all the courses along the Oregon coast and had to make a great trip of it. So
yeah, awesome.
Yeah, factored it into the trip.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
You bet. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good round.
In summation, if you haven't played yet, this growing recreational sport is one of my favorite new pastimes. Since getting involved, I've roped a number of my Ontario friends into playing, and we enjoy sending photos of really bad disc throws to each other. If you want more information about disc golf in the Buckley Valley, follow the BV Disc Golf Association on Facebook. And if you're outside of the Buckley Valley, go to udisc.com, that's the letter UDISC.com, to find out where there's a course near you.
All right. Is everyone throwing?